I think the most interesting thing is in some ways to me the most obvious, which is this is about all three of them. And while there's tons of stuff, films and books on TR and FDR and FDR and Eleanor and Eleanor, there's nothing that connects them as the family drama it is. This is the story of three individuals all born with the last name Roosevelt, and the complicated stories of their upbringings, the complicated traumas of childhood, particularly for Theodore and Eleanor, the imposition of infantile paralysis at age 39 for Franklin, all of the complicated relationships that develop have not been told in quite this fashion. And so the more familiar outer top-down version of the past of world wars and depressions and other political and social and military events are given full coverage here, but we now see them from the point of view of very complicated individuals that, though they might be as bold-faced names as you get in the American political hierarchy, they are nonetheless made familiar because their issues are human and understandable and familiar. There are divorces and there's illnesses and there's betrayals and misunderstandings and love and devotion. And so you can step back and realize that this family, the Roosevelts, have touched more Americans than any other family in American history. And that's a new way to begin a familiar story.
What is the biggest relevance in the story you are telling to today?
I think in almost any film we've done, we're reminded, as Ecclesiastes says, that there's nothing new under the sun, that we're always, human nature remains the same, that there were always playing out these things of human beings reacting to the random chaos of events. But it's particularly true of the Roosevelts, both Theodore and Franklin, as well as Eleanor. They are asking fundamental questions, the very questions that we ask in our own political circumstance today. What is the role of government? What can a citizen expect from that government? What is the nature of leadership? How does character inform leadership? How do traumas of life, the asthma and tragedies early in TR's life, the being orphaned and being so just oppressively insecure in Eleanor's case, polio in Franklin's case, how do they contribute to character and in turn to that leadership? What is the nature of heroism? Is it, as our media culture suggests, some sort of perfection? No, it's, as the Greeks have told us, a combination of very obvious strengths and maybe not so obvious weaknesses. And so our film is about the negotiation, sometimes the war, the inner war between these characters, these three high voltage personalities, between their strengths and their weaknesses. And that's actually, as the Greeks have been telling us, what defines heroism. Achilles had his heel and his hubris. So there's the Roosevelts are sort of history firing in all cylinders. And what I've found from an entire professional life devoted to American history is that it's very often exactly contemporary. In every way, they're talking about things that we're dealing with today.
Tell us something we didn't know about the Roosevelts that you yourself didn't know going in.
I never make films about stuff that I know. Me telling you what you should know is like somebody giving a homework assignment. I don't want this to be homework. I want to take a subject that I want to learn about and share with you the process of discovery. So everything was new. I mean, one of the startling things as a Lincoln man, having worked with the Civil War for years and years and years, is just how high Franklin Roosevelt rose in my estimation as president, almost to a parity with Abraham Lincoln. I didn't think anybody would be able to compete at that level of just how amazing Eleanor is. She's right on almost every subject. The only thing she ever got wrong was prohibition, but you can give her a pass on that because her father was a hopeless alcoholic. She watched her younger brother, who she felt responsible for, die in the throes of delirium tremens. You could understand how she'd think that banning alcohol would be a good thing, which it wasn't. But everything else, on race, on poverty, on women, on Japanese internment, she was right about everything and was this idealistic voice that spoke into the much more pragmatic politician, FDR's ear. That's great. And that TR is the real authentic genius, the only really true genius I think we've had as a president of the United States. And that comes with great possibilities and also some very complicated undertow. And we're... I was honored to get to know him and to try to balance both that incredible genius and the dysfunction and the agitation and the almost the depression and sometimes near madness that attends that. Theodore Roosevelt livens up page after page of history, but every one of the 7 episodes, 14 hours, is about saying to people, this is a different view of the Roosevelts. And so almost every episode is, I hope, brand new.
Eleanor Roosevelt often is just summed up as a strong woman. I was hoping you could speak more about what you learned and compared to first ladies today of recent history.
She is the most consequential first lady in American history. There's obviously a comparison to Hillary Clinton for a variety of reasons, some very obvious and having to do with policy and some also having to do with the personal issues that both of these very strong women have had to deal with in relationship to their husbands. The magnificence of Eleanor is that this is a terrified young orphan girl, a fate of mice, other people, grown-ups, the dark, everything, who is suddenly realizes her mother, who dies early, had called her granny because this mother was a great beauty and she was disappointed in Eleanor's looks and called her granny. And so she lived a life of just crushing insecurity, but found if she could be useful to people, she might earn their love and respect. And so, just like Theodore in his own way, just like Franklin in his own way, these people who could have spent their lives frittering away fortunes actually spent their lives sort of attesting to this very interesting calculus. That is to say, we all do well when we all do well, and look to try to bridge the gap between incomes, something we deal with today, to try to help those less fortunate to ourselves, something 100% of all Americans feel. They were also trying to level the playing field because fairness is something that all Americans also feel. And you can disagree with the way they did it, but the impulse is pure and genuine, and getting to know them, and particularly her and her heart, her capacious heart, is one of the great delights of my professional life.
Finally, why did you do this now?
You know, we've been talking about it for a long time. We've had many, many other films that have crossed paths with Theodore and Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. My writer, my longest time collaborator, Jeffrey Ward, is the writer of the script, and he's also an author of 2 magnificent books about the early life of Franklin Roosevelt, and he and I have been discussing it for decades. And originally it was just going to be Franklin, and then we just said, no, let's do them all. Let's try to understand them. I mean, for a long time, Franklin was trying to hit every mark that his much more famous fifth cousin had met. And if you look at the trajectories of both their careers, they're eerily similar, and that's because Franklin is this ambitious, without much substance, guy trying to just be what his president cousin is. And then polio strikes. He would have been the presidential nominee. He'd been the vice presidential nominee in 1920. He would have been the presidential nominee in 24 and would have been wiped out by Calvin Coolidge, and we'd never hear of FDR. He'd be a footnote in history. But struck by infantile paralysis, he had to spend the 20s rehabilitating himself and rehabilitating this political career. And when he does, he's able to come back, the man at the moment in the midst of the Great Depression, and lift this country out of its depression with his own supreme inner self-confidence and good humor, and with his great political cunning, and with his own courage to overcome his deficits. And this is one of the greatest stories in all of American history.